Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom and we are on Daf Yod Aleph from Unbet of Masachet Bava Kamma in the middle of a series of reports of Halacha which Ula, the tradent from the Galil, brought to Bavel in the name of Rabbi Elazar of Tveria. Near the bottom of the Amud, V'yamar Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hilchata Govin Min Ha'avadim. The Halacha is that you can collect a debt from the slaves of the debtor. In other words, the creditor comes to collect, and the debtor, at this point, we're reading that the debtor just doesn't have the money. He has a slave. You could take the slave. So Amar Rav Nachman Ula. So Nachman asked Ula in the Beit Midrash, Amar Rav Elazar filu miyatmi. Did Rav Elazar mean that this is true even from Yatomim? Meaning, if father died and the heirs inherited the debt and they inherited the slave, they can come and seize the slave? So he said, lo, mine. They can not from him, but not from the heirs, but only from the guy himself. So minei, Rav Nachman says, obviously you couldn't take his slave because you could even take the shirt off his back if he owes money. So Ula said, what are we talking about? Shaso apotiki, right? That he made him an apotiki, which means assigned for collection. In other words, when the debt was originally incurred, the borrower assigned the Eved as protection of collections that you can collect from this Eved. And then what happened is he then sold the Eved, and now he's going to collect it from the purchaser. Kidurava, Dava Rava, Asav, Do Apotiki, Machro. Rava said, if you made your slave an Apotiki, then you sold him, Balchov, Govimenu, the Balchov can come collect from him. And then, of course, the Lokeach comes back to the debtor and to sues him for the money. Shoro apotiki machro, but if you made your shore, your animal an apotiki, and then you sold him, ain balcho government, he cannot collect from there. Why my taima? Ha eat leikola, have a leikola. Selling an evid is something that everybody hears about, and having an evid as an apotiki is something everybody hears about, and therefore the buyer knew about it, so therefore it's collected from him. Ashore, people do not hear about such things, and therefore the buyer, it had no reason to think the shore was an apotiki, and therefore he can't collect from him. Okay, now, Levatada, that all happened when Ula was talking to Rav Nachman. Remember, Ula was representing Rav Elazar's opinion, and he told Rav Nachman that Rav Elazar did not extend it to the estate, meaning that an Eved is not considered to be like Karka. All right, Levata Danafak, after Ula left the Beit Midrash, Amralahu Ula, Ula told the other students, I think Rav Nachman left, Ula said to the rest of the students, Hachi Amar Rav Elazar, what did Rav Elazar say? Afilu miyatme, that even from Yatomim, the Eved could be collected, which means the Eved is considered like Karka. So Amar Rav Nachman heard about this. Ishtamtin Ula. Ula's keeping away from me. He's hiding from me. Because Ula did not want to be seen. He was a little bit embarrassed because Nachman held that Avadim are like metaltalin, and Ula's report from Elazar was different. Now, Have Uvda bin Nahardea, Ava Agvu Dayanim in Nahardea. There was a case that happened in Nahardea, and the Dayanim in Nahardea, is after Shmuel was already dead, this is in Rav Nachman's time, the Dayanim in Nahardea seized an Eved from the estate after the man, the debtor, had died, just like the ruling of Ula. That happened in Pumadita. He also did the same thing. So Amar Rav Nachman, then ordered, Zilu Ahaduru, you better give that back. Return the Avadim. If not, I'm going to collect your money belts and I'm going to take it out of you. As Rav Nachman, who was in charge of all the Dayanim in Babel because of his position as the son-in-law of the Resh Galuta, ordered these Dayanim to give back the money, to give back the slave, and then find some other way to collect the debt. Now, Amar Rav Nachman. So Rava, his student, turned to Rav Nachman and said, Ha Ula, we've got Ula. Ha Rav Elazar. So we have Ula's own opinion, plus what he's reporting Rav Elazar's name. Ha Dayanim in Nahardea. Ha Rav Chanan Barbizna. We've got four great authorities here who disagree with you and say that an Eved is considered like Karka, part of the estate, and can be collected from the heirs. Markaman Sfirale. So who do you hold like? Amalei Anamanita Yadana. He said, I don't know, Ula, I know a Braita. What does the Braita say? Titani Avimi taught a Braita. Prosbol Chalala Karka. We know from the fourth paragraph of Gittin that a prosbol could only be written if the lender has Karka. Eno Chal Al Avadim. But if he only has Avadim, it doesn't work. Metaltali niknim imakarka. Remember in Kiddushin, you can purchase, you can acquire metaltalin through the various means of picking them up, moving them, whatever. You can acquire karka even in absentia. And if you want to buy both, you can acquire the karka in absentia and along with it the metaltalin without having to pick them up. That's called kinyan agav. And that'll be the focus of much of the rest of our discussion. So he said, metaltalin imma karka, ve'ina niglim mavadim. So metaltalin can be purchased with karka. They can't be purchased with avadim. So it tells you that avadim are not karka. We have two things, pruzbul and agav, in which avadim are not like karka. So he said, therefore, I hold it's not like karka. Therefore, it doesn't transfer to the heirs. As the heirs inherit the eved, like any other metaltalin, the lien does not sit on the eved. Now, lema ketanoi, perhaps this whole issue is machloket tanaim. Machar lo avadim karka ot, if A sells B, slaves and land. If he takes possession of one, that doesn't give him the other. Karkaot metaltalin, let's say he sells him land and goods. Once he takes possession of the karka, that gives him the metaltalin. That's agav. Metaltalin lo kana karka. That doesn't work in the opposite way. Now, third possibility is avadim metaltalin, if he sold him slaves and goods. Metaltalin lo kana avadim. So this brayta says that taking possession of the avadim does not give you the metaltalin. In other words, it's not like karka. V'atanya, we have another brayta that says echzik b'avadim kana metaltalin, that the one difference between this and the other brayta and the previous one is that if you take possession of the avadim, that gives you the metaltalin, which means avadim are like karka. So my love b'hakami palgi, we assume that the machloket is the marsav avadim kama karki dami, or marsav avadim kama metaltalin dami. That the first brayta holds that avadim are like metaltalin, therefore holding on to the avadim doesn't give you anything else. And the second brayta holds that avadim are like karka, and therefore taking possession of the avadim is tantamount to holding on to karka, just like karka, and it gives you the metaltalin. That's what we assume the machloket is. So we have two different approaches to resolving this, but that's not the machloket. Avika Breid Ravami, alternate approach number one. On the paper I called it AA, alternate approach. Tehuliyam Avadim Kemakarki Dami. Everybody, both Breit would agree that Avadim are like Karka, just like Ula, just like Obalazar, just like the Dayonim of Nardea and Pumadita. Vahadatanya Kana, so the Breit that says that if you took the Eved, you get the Metaltalin Shapir, that's fine. Vahadatanya Lokana, the opinion says Lokana, because it says Bainan Karka Dumi Darim Bensurot Behuda. That the only way to do a kinyan agav is if the karka is like fortress cities in Yehuda. We'll see why that's significant. Meaning it has to be a piece of land that's sitting still. Alright, delo naidi, not moving. An evet, even though he might be like karka, moves. Ditnan, we have the mishtan kiddushin, nechasim shen lemachrayut, nechasim shen lemachrayut, bekesef shen lemachazaka. That's the mishnah. Alright, you can buy goods along with land, with the kinyanim of land. Minhani mili, and then we get, how do we know this? Yoshafat, vayitain lam avihem matanot rabot. Their father gave them, that's Yoshafat, gave them lots of gifts, right? Lakesav, lazahav, migdanot. Alright, these are all metaltalin. Im are mitzor biyuda, along with fortress cities in Yehuda. So you see that the model for kinyan agav is that the menachasim sheish lemachrayut, the principal piece which is being acquired, has to be a fortress city. So obviously it doesn't have to be a fortress city, but perhaps it has to be like a fortress city, meaning a land that doesn't move. Now that's one way of looking at it. Ika damar av ika beredu av idi, alternate approach number two, is the chulei amavdim kemetaltlin nami. Everybody agrees that avadim are like goods. And therefore, brayta number one that says that buying, getting the avad doesn't give you the metaltalin, that's fine. Haditanya kana, the approach that says that it works, brayta number two, biodan alav, we're talking about metaltalin that the avad is wearing, like clothes and jewelry. Now, chiodan alav mayhave, who cares that he's wearing them? After all, why would you say that if you acquired the avad, then you acquire the jewelry and clothes he's wearing? Because of kinyan chatzer. Because the Eved is now your Chatzer, and anything in it is like in a Chatzer. But Chatzer Ma'alechati, that's a moving Chatzer. We dealt with this in the 8th Perek of Gittin. Chatzer Ma'alechat lo kana, that doesn't work. The halacha is that the only way a Chatzer works is if it's a Chatzer that's sitting still. V'chitema ba'omeid, maybe the Eved is not walking, but he's standing still. Amarava kol shilu mahalech lo kana, ma'ed v'yoshev lo kana. Anything that if walking wouldn't work, then even if it's standing or even sitting, it doesn't work. But Vehilchata B'Kafut, we do a short version here of what was done at length in other places, and that is that the final result is if the Eved is tied down, then indeed we say it is good. So if the Eved is tied down, then it'll be fine. V'atanya Achzik Pakarka Kanavadim, but we have another Breita that says, back to the beginning of our first Breita, that if you acquired the Karka, the Avadim come along with it. Now, let's see how that works. Hatam ba'omdin betocha. That's only if the avadim are on the land. So now michlal dahai lo kanak she'nomdin betocha. So that must mean that the brayta number one that said if you acquire the karka, the avadim don't work. That's if they're not on the land. In other words, we're going to say these two brayta didn't disagree in halacha, but the first brayta is talking about a case where the avadim are not on the land, and the one that says if you acquire the karka, the avadim come along is if they're on the land. Now, that works for alternate approach number two, that says that everybody agrees that avodim are like metaltalin. Because then I understand that if they're on the land, they're acquired with it, and if not. But according to the second lashon that said everybody agrees that avodim are like karka, what do I need them to be standing on the land? After all, Shmuel said that if you sell 10 plots of land all over the place, once you take a chazak on one, all the other nine come along with it. So if that's the case, then if an eved is like karka, and then once you bought the karka, the eved is nikna with it because all karka, then I don't care where the eved is. It doesn't have to be on the land. So that seems to support the idea that the eved is metaltalin. Wait a second. Think about this. According to alternate approach number two, it said an eved is metaltalin. Why do I need the eved to be on the land? The halacha of Kinyan Agav is that the metaltalin do not have to be sitting on the land. For instance, that story with the fellow who wanted to sell a bunch of sheep to somebody. The sheep were far away. So what he did is he gave him a piece of land somewhere outside of Yerushalayim, and then he said, and the sheep are nikna to you with the land that I'm giving you. And the sheep don't have to be on the land. The metaltalin don't have to be on the land. So why does the eved have to be on the karka? And if you say the eved doesn't have to be on the karka, then explain the braita that says, kanavadim lo kana karkaot. Sorry, kanakarkaot lo kanavadim. Alright, so it must be that our distinction that the Eved, if the Eved's standing on the karka, it works, and if not, but why do you need him there? How can you answer? Most goods sit still. Most goods sit still, and if they don't sit still, they're corralled. But an Eved is a mind of its own, and the mobile metaltalin perhaps have to be on the karka, unlike other metaltalin, that since it's pretty much up to you to move them, and decide where they're going to go. Even animals, you can push them around and corral them and leash them. Therefore, they don't need to be on the karka. But perhaps the rule that we said that you don't need tsvurin is limited to non-humans. Right? If that's the case, then I've got a defense for the position that Eved is makarka kekarka. Maybe that's the explanation why Eved has to be on the land for it to work if he's karka. Because what was Shmuel's halacha? If I sell you karka on three continents, the minute you take chazaka of one, the other two come along with it, and that doesn't work here for an Eved. The reason is, avda makarka naidihu. Eved is moving karka, as it were. Hatam sadan darachadu. What was the reason for Shmuel's halacha? That the whole earth is one thing. So if I take possession of a piece of land, in a sense I'm connected to the other piece of land on the other side of the world. But that's not true about an Eved. So therefore we can argue that Eved is kekarka. And the reason that that buying the karka doesn't give you the eved, unless the eved's on the land, is because the karka and the eved aren't connected. Buying one piece of karka gives you the other piece of karka on the other side of the world. Yeah, that's because they're all physically connected. I could also defend the position that avadim are like metaltalin. If I buy karka and the eved's on the karka, then he comes along with it. If not, because since he's a mobile metaltalin, I do need sevurin betocha. Good. Okay, that brings us to Daf Yud Bet Amud Bet, and now we're going to, in the next podcast, begin by going back and studying the rest of the Mishnah on Daf Tet Amud Bet, Mishnah Bet, and then we'll begin our analysis of that Mishnah here with Nechasim She'in Bahem Me'ilah. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.